Hello, this is Doug Washburn for the Harford County Public Library. Today is the 17th of January, 2011, and I'm with a Harford Living Treasure, Helen McAllister Whiteford of Grayston. Thank you for taking time with me today and talking with me for oral history for our citizens to enjoy. Say hi.
Hi. Hi, Doug.
So let's start with what year you were born.
Well, I was born in 1916.
Wow. World War I.
Yeah, I guess it was.
It was. You look great.
I do?
Absolutely great.
Thank you. I don't feel great sometimes.
Oh, well, that happens to all of us. Yeah. So, you were actually born right down the road here, weren't you?
Not too far from here, yeah.
Right, Wheeler School Road, that intersection, Wheeler School and Grayston Road?
No, I really think I was more over towards St. Mary's.
Well, I saw in the write-up in the paper that you had gone to Last Chance.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out why in the world you had gone to Last Chance, because I thought you were born over here along Wheeler School Road.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't.
He wasn't. Okay. So were your, had your parents lived here a long time? Parents, grandparents?
Yes.
They were all Harford County?
Mm-hmm.
All Harford County?
Yeah.
What'd your mom and dad do to make a living?
Well, Daddy, I was always a farmer. And my mother sewed for people. She, at home.
Mm-hmm.
She took in sewing. Made all of her clothes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the... I saw you did some sewing at the sewing factory later, but we'll get to that.
How'd you see my stuff at Stone Factory?
No, I read in the paper. Yeah, the write-up when you and Chad went out to lunch.
Yeah.
So, I read that.
Does he know you're doing this?
I don't know whether he knows I'm doing it or not. So, did you know your grandparents?
Did I know them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Knew all my grandparents.
Oh, okay. What did they, would your paternal grandparents do to make a living?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what they did, though.
Okay. Neither, paternal or maternal? Neither one? They weren't millers or blacksmiths or anything like that. Okay.
My mother's father used to have a cannery, I think.
Your mother's father, okay,
they
so are. that would have been Mr. McAllister.
No, my mother's father.
Your mother's father.
My mother was a Bailey.
A Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Bailey's Cannery. That one I'm not familiar
it's
with.
Close to the rocks down there. They lived. I think it's tomatoes, maybe.
Tomatoes, okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, there's a lot of tomatoes in the county, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, you went to Last Chance School, which is kind of between Rocks Road and Wheeler School Road on St. Mary's Road.
24.
Right.
That way. And St. Mary. Yeah, it's on St. Mary's Road.
Mm-hmm. Who was your teacher?
Mary Wise, I think.
Okay. I've seen the graduation certificates specifically from Last Chance. Elizabeth Britton had gone there, and she was related to me.
Has she done this? Has Elizabeth Britton been a...
No, no. She died several years ago. At least I don't know that. I never interviewed her anyhow. What kind of subjects did you take? You remember anything in particular?
Oh, you took all the subjects when you went to grade school.
Three R's? Reading, writing,
yeah,
arithmetic?
Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Okay.
That's what it took.
Okay. I always, when I do my schoolhouse talks, I always say the fourth R was the rod for the...
Yeah.
For the nasty ones and
the... Spread and, rod and pull of a child.
Yeah, and recess for the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many years did you go to Last Chance?
You started school at Last Chance.
Right, but that's not where you finished, is it?
No, and then we moved. Daddy farmed for different people. So he bought a place of his own. And we lived first right up the road there on St. Mary's. Mr. Lewis, that's the first place he farmed. That must have been where I started school. That little house been made into, I mean, that little school been made into a house, but we lived in a little house down on that road, but it's been all remodeled and added on to.
So then when you moved, you came over here to Wheeler School in Greyston? Is that where you moved to?
When we moved from over that section, we moved to Daddy Farm McGuigan's place, right out here across it. Do you know Albert McGuigan?
I know the name. I know he's got the Corvette, but I don't remember. I don't know the exact farm where he lives.
It's right out here on 136.
Oh, okay.
When I left. Frog was there.
That's okay. So you moved over on 136, is what you're saying, where the McGuigans mm-hmm. are today?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were on 136 at Greyston, you would have changed from Last Chance School to Wheeler School.
Yeah.
Or Fair, they probably, mm-hmm. did you call it Fairview then, or did
yeah.
you call it Wheeler School?
I called it Fairview.
Fairview. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that, do you know why Fairview got its name?
No, I don't.
I never did find a definitive answer, but the Archer Farm, it was down here mm-hmm. where Fiore's yeah. winery area is. I think the farm was called Fairview.
Was it?
Well, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that property on Wheeler School Road might have come off the corner of their farm. But that's, I'm not for sure. But that kind of made sense. I know when Mary's mother went there, it was called Fairview. Mm-hmm. So, and then, obviously, Wheeler was a huge name in the county.
Yeah.
Colonel Ignatius Wheeler and all kinds of stuff. So I guess they must have been a sponsor later on. It was pretty common for the schoolhouse to take mm-hmm. on the name of whoever the big benefactor was. Yeah. So, now, you know, when I did my schoolhouse research, one of the big questions I always had was, where was Whiteford School? And not the second one, but the first one. Is that the house that was torn down?
I don't know.
For sure? Okay. Yeah. You know, it was the mall. Well, that would have been really...
I have one of those books that you did.
Right. But that was only a guess based mm-hmm. upon the old maps. But the second schoolhouse in Whiteford was somewhere in the 1880s. So that was a little bit before you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just thought, maybe when you were growing up, you might have heard.
Now when you wonder about who was who and trying to think of somebody's name, all that, everybody's dead that you could have asked.
Yeah.
And you didn't think about it when they were living.
No. I didn't start working on family genealogy until 3 years after my father died, so Big mistake. So we are on the farm that you and your husband had, and it was one of the old land grants in the county, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Called?
Wiper's Desire.
Okay.
I don't know where that come from.
Oh, they made up all kinds of crazy names back then, so. Now, there was two Whiteford, do you know some of the genealogy on the Whiteford side there? There was two brothers that came here in the around 1730. There was a Hugh and a Michael. And,
I don't know any of that.
Not any of that? Okay.
I'm not too smart.
No. You're fine. So, was your husband a farmer?
Yeah.
And farmed this land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were working.
He always farmed for his daddy, and then when his daddy died, there was two boys, so Jack and John. So that was divided, so we bought the other, bought our half back, the other half, I mean.
Mm-hmm. What about, well, I know there's an old house down here next to Fiore's where Neil Helfrich lives. I guess that was the original Archer place? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was, do you remember what they did on that property since it's one of the old, oldest houses in the area?
No, I don't.
Okay. What I saw in the paper that you worked at D&D Sewing.
Yeah.
Now, is that the one that was up next to the funeral home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same place Mary's mom worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only place I ever worked was at that factory till McCorkadale. Then I went to, I worked in McCorkadale for 10 or 20 years.
Well, wasn't there a second sewing factory on Whiteford Hill
yeah.
out there?
Okay. Yeah, that, okay. Yeah, I worked there. Terry Toggs, that one was gone.
Oh, you, so you worked at both of them?
Yeah, I worked at both of them.
Okay. So the one in...
I started at Delta.
Okay.
Then I worked at Terry Toggs. Then and, I ended up at McCorkadale.
And the D&D across from the funeral home there, it actually burned. Right? Is that why you moved to a different... I'm pretty sure it burned.
No, I don't remember that thing burning.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Did that one... No, it was the one that burned was in Cardiff there, wasn't it? The Terry Toggs. Didn't it burn?
I don't know.
Right next to where Darcy Lloyd lives, where Lloyd's house.
Okay.
Right in Cardiff.
Okay. I don't remember.
I
that
think
was,
that's where.
That was before
the
me.
Back to burn.
Okay. Well, let me look at my list. So, we talked about parents, and we talked about the grandparents. We talked about, what do you remember who your teacher was when you went to Wheeler School or Fairview?
Myrtle Nykirk.
What was the last name?
Nykirk.
Nykirk.
Myrtle Nykirk.
Nykirk.
Let me think who she married. Can't think.
It's okay. Was school any different at Fairview than it had been at Last Chance other than
no,
a different teacher?
About the same.
All about the same. Still 3 R's reading, writing, yeah. Arithmetic, huh? So, let me see.
Mary Hushin, Joe Hushin's wife. She was my teacher down here at Fairview.
Hmm.
Mary Bartle.
Okay.
Mary Joe Hushin.
So what did you do for entertainment in your youth?
That's a good question.
Well, you told me when I was talking to you on the phone the other day, you said the same thing I do now. What do now?
Play dominoes.
Dominoes.
We played cards then, mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad was a card player, but my mother, she played games with the kids, like Chinese checkers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She never joined in the card or the domino games. Well, we wasn't playing dominoes when she was living.
Oh.
They're okay. These new dominoes, and not the old black and white, and you just piled them up and knocked them down. These are real... It's a real domino game.
Okay.
You haven't seen them? You're missing something.
I guess I'm missing something.
You are. Because we play dominoes here every Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. About 7 of us around that table right there.
Wow. Wow.
That's what we do for entertainment now.
How about dances or clubs?
I never danced
or...
a step in my life.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Two sisters, well, they both had danced. You know, when that back then, you went around different people's homes, I think. You danced maybe in their house. That's way back.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I wasn't hearing the words wrong with me. I was kind of awkward, maybe.
Well, you'd have been a teenager in the years of the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Did Mom and Dad make a pretty good go of it, since they were farmers? And
we made a go of it.
Yeah.
We wasn't rich, but nobody was then.
No, I think sometimes the folks that I've talked to over the years, I think the farmers had the, they were kind of used to rough times anyhow, and yet, you know.
You always had something to eat.
Right, you had something to eat, like you were saying, your mother did the sewing.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff, so it might have been a tad easier.
What we done for entertainment when we was growing up, we worked.
Yeah. So, when you worked at the sewing factories, sitting at a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. That was.
I run a button machine, put buttons in.
How big was it? You know, 20 people, 100 people?
More than 20, but not 100, I guess. Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't be 100.
Did they work around the clock, like some of the factories do anymore?
No.
They didn't run three shifts two shifts.
The only place I ever worked that they had shifts was over in Corkendale, but I never worked on any late. I just worked in a day shift.
Now, I know McCorkendale was a color card factory. Mm-hmm. When you go to the Home Depot and you got the little color swatches, mm-hmm, for your paint samples,
yeah,
that's the kind of did. That's what they did. But how in the world did they, do you know how they wound up here?
They were from Canada.
From Canada? Mm-hmm. What time, when did that business start?
1960, I think.
Okay. That's a little bit before I moved here. So, moved to the north end.
That's when I started. I knew that phone would ring.
Okay. We'll take a break. Okay, so you were saying that the people that ran McCorkendale had come from Canada. And I still find it strange that they would have come from Canada,
yeah,
to Grayston.
I wonder why.
Yeah. You never heard? Never.
No.
Don't know why.
I never dug into that stuff like you do.
So, let me see. Well, you said your husband was a farmer. Was it crops or cattle?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Did you have cattle?
Beef cattle.
Beef cattle, not milk.
Still doing the same thing.
Okay. Well, if you were a dairy farmer though, then you'd have been using the ma and pa to haul your milk and that kind of stuff.
Well, when Daddy farmed over in Wiggins, he hauled milk to Pilesville.
And put it on the train?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if on the train or not, but that's what we took it to.
Well, there was a cream runner there too.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, how about downtown Pilesville? So there was a creamery? Was the mill still standing?
No.
The mill was gone?
I knew where it was, but I don't think it was working then.
Okay. It was kind of across the road there from Mrs. Watkins? Mm-hmm. Watson?
Watkins.
Watkins. Yes, okay. So, and the creamery and the train station would have been slightly to the north, kind of along,
mm-hmm,
new 165.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the train tracks kind of went up through the middle there of Jenkins, mm-hmm, and what we now call Old Pilesville Road. So, did you ride the train to Baltimore or York?
One time.
Oh, yeah?
I was on the train once.
North or south?
South.
South.
No, I think we one time went to Baltimore down to Tyson, and then the next time was Red Line. My sister used to have a Red Line. I think we rode the train up there one time, just for something to do.
Just for something to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So, let me see, the train ran until, what, sometime in the 1950s, didn't it?
I don't know.
No, okay. How about any predominant families in the area that you can recall? Any names come to mind?
Can't think.
Okay. No problem. Did you go to, after you got out of Wheeler School, of course, you graduated in the seventh grade, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. Tell people I graduated from Wheeler School, right? Okay. Wheeler School.
Okay.
I didn't go to high school.
Okay, you didn't go on
no.
the, into Powell, all the Highland?
Highland, no.
Okay.
I would have gone to St. Rich.
Ah, yes. That's right. See, Highland was 07 and Slate Ridge was like 1911 or something. So, how about where'd you do your grocery shopping and things like that? Or if whatever mom and dad did grow.
Remember hearing about Reamer's store at Wyford?
Where the post office is today.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we went to the store.
Okay.
You went to the store then with your store list and you handed it to somebody. They got your stuff, you know. Where today you couldn't wait on yourself.
Wow. Well, that I hadn't heard.
Yeah. Hyman Reamer. We didn't know what we was going to do when Hyman quit storing. And then I guess after that's when this little store started over here at Grayston.
Oh, yes. The original up here at Lime Road.
Yeah.
Okay. That would have been
Happy had it.
Pat
and Margaret.
Margaret.
But before Pat and Margaret had it, Ralph Mahaffey had it.
Oh.
Did you ever hear that name?
Well, Mahaffey's a name that I've heard, but I didn't realize. I thought Pat and Margaret had started the store.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm telling you wrong.
Okay. Well, Mahaffey's certainly a name in the area. So, now, back in the, before 136, new 136 went through,
Yeah, we lived over there at that place we always called the Wolf Place. That first place on the right when you go down the line road. That's where we lived when we went to the school down here.
Okay, when you went to Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Line Road used to kind of cut across the corner here, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
And come out on Grayston Road.
There used to be a house up here. It's gone.
I've seen that on the old maps.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and then when new 136 was put through, and that all kind of changed real significant in this area.
Hmm. Yeah, we were living there then. Dad was farming that.
Well, we're not very far from the Mason-Dixon line.
No, we're not.
Maybe a quarter mile or so. But, did you ever hear any? I mean, there's a lot of markers. There's you're in the area of one of the straightest stretches. I mean, Grayston Road follows the Mason-Dixon line for a mile and a half, 2 miles there.
Where Jimmy Poole, did you ever talk to Jimmy Poole?
Yes.
Boy, he's into that stuff.
Yeah. And never heard any stories having to do with Mason and Dixon?
No.
No, okay. Well.
I wish I had something exciting to tell you.
Well, it's... I hadn't even thought about the roads changing up so much up here, but it's just a matter of trying to collect Harford County things related to Harford County history. When your dad, when your husband did grains, he would go to some mill to get it turned into flour and such. No,
the only thing you have to mill for now, like Leslie does now, is feed the cattle.
We're on the wrong end of the county for APG and US 40 and that kind of stuff, so I don't know. And you're fortunate, or at least I think you're fortunate, that you're on the north end here where things haven't changed quite so much as, say, along the Route 40 corridor, but yeah. What kind of changes have you seen in the county that you think were for the good? Anything in particular? I'll give you the easy one. How about the changes for the bad?
Well, I can't think right off what to say for either one. Mm-hmm. Give me a start.
Well, a lot of folks always talk about how crowded the roads are and how many houses built and all that kind of stuff. You're fortunate, though. I can look out your front window here.
And they're going to stay that way all around here, too.
Because you're farm preservation.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of you.
Wiggins and Kelly's and...
Martin's.
Yeah, Robbie and... Mm-hmm. That's all four. That's four right now.
As far as I can see,
Stewart's must be in that. I don't know. I would think.
Mm-hmm. Kelly's.
Laura.
Right, I can't remember. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have.
You know what Laura did? She come down here after that was in the paper about me, you know, being mm-hmm. the trick. She cut that out and had it laminated, I guess. Brought it down and brought me that. It was before. Brought me that poinsettia.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good. People enjoy talking with the elders.
Yeah, they was enjoying it more than I was. I was trying to get talked out of it. Mm. Yeah. Talk myself out.
Well, like I told you on the phone, there's no rhyme or reason to long ones or short ones or anything else. So, if there wasn't any mills that you went to, and was there a blacksmith around?
Yeah, right over here at Grayson used to be one. Where that place was torn down, where Emma York's was. There was a blacksmith shop there. Mr. Sanders had it.
No, I don't.
George Sanders was his name.
No, I don't know.
There's none of the buildings, none of the things that are there now. Even the house, somebody bought that lot. Hmm. You know, right on here on the right. When you get to crossroads and go up the hill, right there on the right.
Where the new house is.
There's one new one up there, yeah.
Fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. No, I can't say that I ever knew that. Let's see. What about other things? Okay, we talked about Reamers. You talked about the creamery in Pilesville, the mill in Pilesville. Obviously, the Mom and Pa Railroad was in Pilesville.
Talk about changes. The changes I see is the way you had to work. Plant the corn. Follow the corn worker.
Mm-hmm.
Uncover the corn. Now you just...
sit on your tractor.
Yeah.
Now, when your father and your husband were farming, were they tractors or were they horse and oxen?
Well, they started with horses, but they ended up with tractors. Mm. Yeah, when Jack's father died, they still had horses here that they got rid of.
How about steam?
But they had a tractor, too.
Mm. How about steam engine?
Yeah, Sam Wafer's one had the steam engine.
Right, yeah. Over here next to...
Joinder.
Couple houses down from the store on 136, mm-hmm. heading towards Five Forks. Yeah. Now, you're active in Slate Ridge mm-hmm. Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Was the church that you went to always in town? It was never up in the graveyard. I don't know when that happened.
That's before my time.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. Okay. I knew that there, sometime back, there used to be.
I remember when there's a little building up in there.
A lot of Whitefords in there.
Yeah.
Are the a lot of McAllisters buried up there too?
Fawn Grove.
Well, they're in Fawn.
Yeah, they're Fawn Grove.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Whitefords up there too. That's where my grandmother is. She was a Whiteford.
So. They're right next. The graves are right next to ours. Our graves are there, and Daddy's, and then your grandparents. Han and Bob, right there, all together.
Mm-hmm. Was there still, now there, way, some time back in history, there was a store in Constitution where the apartment building is? Was that functional at all in your lifetime?
I think the store was in that apartment house that's there.
I know it was sometime, but in your lifetime?
No.
No, not in your lifetime. There was the other end of Constitution Road where it comes out on Rocks Road. There was a tavern in that area, Cook's Tavern. I know it was gone many, many, many years ago. But
no, I never heard of that. Cook's Tavern.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Trying to think of other things in the area. Well, I'll think I'll say thank you much. And We're trying to figure out what to talk about.
You didn't get much. Don't seem like.
You did fine. You did fine. I'm going to say thank you very much, and I appreciate your time. And
well, you're very welcome, but I wish I could have told you more.
Well, we're in the country, and out here.
Got things out straightened up in my thinking.
You did fine. Thank you.